I don't have so many words left in me after this week. I feel like I did a lot of talk and hardly any sitting. The subject of the self was our focus, and forgetting the self. Seeing how the two sides, the self that gets up in the morning and the self that is, we don't know what. Dennis thanked me for my words the other day. I thought, they're not my words. And that's true of all of us. And so minding our words is a really important thing. We were so fortunate to come with what Joe called the weather. The great storms, and then the tree bursting into bloom. And now several branches already are done with that job and are starting red leaves. It's just amazing. And the apricot tree, that ratty looking old apricot tree. This is life. We come and we go. And although we have many ideas and thoughts, so much of our life is a blessing that is given to us. We see how life pours through the tree and lets it bloom. What's doing that? We can't say something's doing it, but what's doing it? What's doing you and me as we bustle about, make decisions, make mistakes, making honey out of our mistakes? What is that? So I hope when we go back that your life will be just as it was before. Nothing extra. Nothing special. You are what you are. Who you are. And it will help to remember that as you make your way. Don't forget. And you are also where you are. However you find yourself, there is no other place to be. And usually we're projecting and extending so fast and hard that we fail to realize that the only real thing that's happening is this one right now. Right here. So I hope you can remember that off and on as things get complicated and chaotic, which they will. They always do. and that you can carry a sense of generosity that you expressed in this session from the beginning to the end, that you carry that with you. Everyone you meet is practicing hard. And everyone you meet is having a hard time. Everyone. Jikoji means compassion, light, temple. And so what we've really been talking about is how to find the way to practice compassion in the world. How to actually be that. And all week long I've seen it in every place that I look. We've all been seeing it, experiencing it. And it's easy to go home and say, gee, I wish everybody was like that down here. But that's not the point. It's to bring it where you go, as best you can. It's not easy. They say a bodhisattva's work is like filling a well with snow. It's a lifetime. I'm so happy that the San Diego Sangha joined us. Paula and Joanne and Dennis. Where's Dennis there?
Balin.
And Balin. Where's Balin?
He went to get a motel room.
They're just starting out. They've been sitting for a long time with a Vipassana group, a kind of eclectic group. And then there were a few Zen people who wanted to explore more deeply the Shikantaza, our practice. And Paula grew up with me in the old days down at Hidden Villa. We had sessions together back in the 70s. So she naturally found a seat there and has been transmitted. Teacher. Carolyn also has been transmitted. Teacher who has been practicing for many, many years. Very early years, and we didn't know what we were doing. These two are such strong, wise people. So my hope for Jikoji is that this name that it bears will have some reflection in what happens here. I know very well, way too well, actually, how difficult it is to live in community, especially in a place like this where people come and go and people don't really know each other and they don't really have a way to get to know each other because it's a little scary. It's a little scary here. And so it takes some real effort to create some kind of life together that nourishes you and inspires you, that helps everyone. In the beginning, when we set it up, we declared that we'd keep the gate open that anyone could come. And even though the drug-crazed hippies were here and coming all the time for a while, it's always been that way. And finding compassionate ways of dealing with problems, being creative and wise. We've been sitting wisdom the whole time this day, the whole time this week. So the experience will not be the same when you go back. But Kodo Suwaki said, don't worry. If you're on the night train, it just keeps going while you're sleeping. You can trust that. You can trust that. The train never stops. So that's my words today. Chris?
No, I was just bound
to you. Oh. Other questions? Andy?
Since you spent so much time here this time around as a resident, I'm a little bit newer. And I've been really exploring what it means to take care of myself and to sometimes have the boundaries of my own time.
Yes.
While living in community.
Yeah.
But at the same time, there's an incredible richness and amazing, sometimes a little frightening, because I feel like my own rhythm is impeded upon.
Yes.
And yet it's also kind of meeting what's happening. I was wondering if you have any advice on how to manage that.
Well, it's kind of like being married, isn't it? You're kind of married to everybody when you're in community. You have to work it out every time. And it's very important to have self-care in your own time. Every single one of us should have her and his own time, or you will not be sane anymore. You'll just be caught up in something. But in community, you have to carve that out somehow. And be very sensitive to other people's needs, their self-care, what hurts them, what helps them. And see if you can not put yourself number one, but work out something where it'll work out for both of you. That's the important thing. If you're getting your will, you know, your way, and somebody else is having a hard time with that, that's you know, that doesn't make sense. Very good question. Takes a lot of work. But that's part of this practice. The important part of this practice is finding the selfless compassion that we can live in our life as we are. Breathe.
Angie, so this is just a rich topic, and this has been a really beautiful week, and now I'm kind of like being rocks in a bag and shaken together, and all our edges are worn down, and I notice that even within the community there's a little bit more of a sense of openness and connection.
Yes.
With everyone and amongst the residents who have certainly had their challenges over the last year, having lived here for a year. And so I just wonder if you could speak a little bit more to, you know, the certainly the I think that the triggers that have come up for people have been rather intense, and the dynamics have been sometimes really not very nourishing. And I just wonder if you could just speak to what each individual could do within themselves to bring the community more together.
Well, it seems like you need, all of you need to explore it together very, very frankly without pulling any punches, and talk about it in terms of community, communing, practice, and sitting. Because I think a little bit of sitting in a situation like that, this, is not so helpful. So that, and just meeting each other, being willing to meet each other in kindness. And if there's someone who isn't willing to meet with kindness, then the other should have a consultation and see what can be done about that. I think that's important, that people find ways of working things out, and either going to that person or talking to Michael, or finding a way toward that person, give him a present or something. There are many, many ways of adjusting, working at communicating and relationship. If there's not some kind of heartfeltness in us, it's hard to do that. We can't just operate off the cuff. It has to be very serious, very kind. Everybody has a hard time. And everybody should be respected and allowed to be dignified and complete. It is hard. We've had some dramas here that I wouldn't even want to repeat. As you know, it can get really bad. And you just have to keep working at it. I think it helps if somebody has an ability to guide things a little bit, to create some kind of authority that's respected by others. And since this is a temple, we have two priests living here besides Michael, and three?
Doug as well.
Doug. Sorry.
You haven't seen him before.
Oh. I stuck in.
Not for a long time. So I think in terms of practicing the precepts, that you all who are older also will be able to help keep on an even keel and not mind so much when it goes off, and just find ways of bringing it back. if you're willing. It's a big job. But it's such a worthwhile thing to do, to keep this alive.
Isn't there also in San Francisco Zen Center one or two people there who are a bit trained in working with sanghas and mediation?
Yes, there are.
So, I mean, I know we had an issue in ours about right to die or not, and there was some very, and I believe, I wasn't there for the time, I was on holiday, but I believe someone came from San Francisco to our sangha to mediate a little, and that might be an option.
That's an option. That's definitely an option. That happens in marriages all the time. You get another viewpoint. See what's really, really happening, because it's hard to see it right smack in the middle of it. And we hold our ideas so closely. We protect ourselves, and we have to. But we also need to be open at the same time. Doug?
Compassion light. You probably saw the unexpected show up frequently when you were here, and that's what you mean. Allow the unexpected to show up and meet it kindly.
Yes.
I'm with you on that for this place.
That is the whole point of this place, is to create a safe place for people. People are afraid.
All people.
All people are. And when they come here, immediately they step out of the car and they feel it. And then if they're confronted with something, it kills the whole thing. It kills Jikoji. So finding a way to meet others is what compassion is, and what this place definitely needs. That's why we made it as a refuge for people. Thank you. That's a good question.
I had a question about yesterday's talk, if it was yesterday, about you said we come out alone and we go out alone. And I wondered, how can we possibly go out alone if we are just connected with everything? Surely it all goes at the same time.
Of course it does.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Puzzled by that.
One of the first things that I experienced with Koban was a funeral of somebody who had, of a daughter of someone who had had a terrible death. And when we got up to the burial place, the coffin was laid out over this open ditch for it to receive it. And Koban did things. And then rapped on the coffin, and he said, "Tathagata, we don't know where you come from, we don't know where you go, Tathagata!" This great roar. So, it's like that. Maybe that's enough. Is there anything else? Well, in spite of everything, I've had a very wonderful time here, and I've loved being with all of you, and I thank you all from the bottom of my heart.